But there's a bigger issue here that I'm concerned with, and that is the fact that the U.S. and the CIA are working to overthrow the Syrian government of Assad, while Russia, a longtime ally of Assad for decades now, is working to defend or uphold this Syrian government of Assad. And this puts us in a position of a possible direct head-to-head conflict with Russia as long as the U.S. and CIA continue down this path.
Well, how does the U.S. and Russia avoid that head-on contact? Because you're absolutely right. The U.S. wants to get rid of Bashar al-Assad. The Russians want to boost him and protect him together with the Iranians, their allies, the Lebanese Hezbollah group. They're trying to prop him up. So how do you avoid that potential collision?
Very simple. The U.S. and the CIA should stop this illegal and counterproductive war to overthrow the Syrian government of Assad and should stay focused on fighting against who our enemy is, the Islamic extremist groups. Because right now we're seeing why this is counterproductive. By working towards that end, by working towards overthrowing the Syrian government of Assad, we are not only strengthening our enemy, the Islamic extremists, who will walk in and take over all of the country of Syria. Right now they have about half of the country under their control, but it also puts us in that position of a potential direct head-to-head conflict with Russia, which brings us to the brink of a potential larger conflict of a World War III type situation.